This episode of Chris Brown's True Stewardship is brought to you by Churchill Mortgage. They'll take your personal situation and find the best mortgage option for you. Call Churchill Mortgage today, 855-LOAN-200, or go to churchillmortgage.com.
Ramsey Solutions presents Chris Brown's True Stewardship.
What if American households today got serious about stewardship? Not some old historic church word and not some fundraising campaign, but true biblical stewardship, managing God's blessings, God's way for God's glory.
Welcome to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Here's your host, Chris Brown.
Well, hello, folks, and welcome to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. I'm honored that you're listening in, and I'm honored to be your host. My name is Chris Brown. The phone number is 866-357-3283. We want to hear from you. We believe strongly that stewardship changes everything, and we want to hear from you about what you're experiencing in this life so that we can look at this word stewardship and how it applies to your situation. Stewardship changes everything. Managing God's blessings, God's way for God's glory. That phone number one more time is 866-357-3283. And if you want to email in, you can do that as well. Chris Brown on air at stewardship.com. That's Chris Brown on air at stewardship.com. Now, as you're calling in, don't forget to enter the Making Futures Bright $100,000 giveaway. Some of you might be listening in for the first time. You're like, you're not reminding me of anything. This is the first time I've heard of it. Yes, we're giving away $100,000 right here at Ramsey Solutions. We're giving away $100,000 of worth of cash and prizes in the weeks leading up to Christmas. And you can enter once every day at stewardship.com. So make sure you take advantage of that. Well, we quote Albert Einstein on here a few times every once in a while, and he once said, "It's not that I'm smart, it's just that I stay with problems a little longer," right? I'm not smart, I just stay with, and I think he's pretty smart too, but this whole idea of staying with the problem longer, maybe right now you're in the middle of paying off debt, maybe you're paying, you're paying student loans, or you're paying a car loan, and you feel like you've been in it forever, right? Well, maybe you're praying for something and wishing the answer would come now instead of later. Remember that in those prayers, in the work that you do to pay off debt, whatever you're working towards right now, you're building your future. So stay at it. Stay at the problem a little longer. Don't give up. Why? Because we know who holds the future, and he promises, "For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future," Jeremiah 29:11. So make sure that you keep on keeping on. The Bible's very clear that he does grant us the desires of our heart. If we run after wisdom, we got to go after it and apply biblical wisdom. So you're doing good things. Just keep going. Don't give up. Well, while you're calling in, I want to let you know about something that happened to me. I went to the dentist, and I was amazed at how they tried to upsell me at the dentist. And I thought it pertained to, I think everyone listening in has had a similar situation. I get a lot of calls about, "Hey, I'm trying to get through my emergency plan or emergency fund, and I can't save 3 months. We keep getting stuck. And I'm telling you, folks, at the dentist, they made it sound like my mouth was falling apart. They made it sound like my mouth was falling out of my head when they were flossing and cleaning my teeth. And literally, they tried to upsell me on $1,000 worth of stuff that needed to happen. Now, nothing against my dentist, nothing against any dentist out there. There's one thing to kind of tell you about a concern that you need to watch in the future and offer suggestions. I get it. But I'm telling you, this was like, you better spend $1,000 today or your mouth is going to fall off your face. That's what it felt like. And I'm just telling you, I got to thinking about, thank God I teach personal finance, because I know you listening in, not only in the dentist office, but in every single place of business that you go into, they're taught to upsell you on anything. Do you want fries with that, right? No, but it's like that with every business. And I'm telling you, emergencies are emergencies. This is not an emergency. It's something I need to have on my radar, something I need to budget for, something I need to plan for in the future. But it is not an emergency. I do not need to write a check for $1,000 to take care of this. Like, my tooth was falling, like it's shattering tomorrow. Yes, I need to have a crown. I'm almost 40 years old. Yes, those things happen. But is it going to shatter tomorrow? No. I got to line that up and put it in priorities in my budget. Where does that go along with all my other priorities? And so I had to have a level head about it. So don't let them do the assumptive close and push you into something that you weren't already going to do. Act in wisdom. All right, that's enough for that. I just thought I would go off. It's a little fresh, folks. It's a little fresh. All right, we are taking your calls. Again, 866-357-3283. Thank you so much for tuning in. Our first call is from Brea, California. This is Danny. Danny, how are you?
Well, I'm good, Chris. How are you?
Oh, my... My dentistry is doing well today. Nice and clean after yesterday. But how can we help you?
First of all, I'm blessed to be able to talk with you. Thank you. And I saw you at the Smart Conference in May.
Oh, cool.
So I'm one of those broken people. I'm a late starter. My wife and I have a blended family, and we've been married for 3 years. We went through FPU at church and are currently at the low end of baby step 3. We live in Brea in a $600,000 house with a lot of equity. When we got married, I rented my house in Anaheim, which is a $500,000 house with a lot of equity. And currently, the rental is very close, and it has a great tenant and cash flows. I am now trying to decide between keeping the rental or selling it, which would, I originally thought, make us debt-free, but after I found out how much taxes and everything we would pay selling it, it won't. And I'm trying to decide whether or not I should sell it or keep it and just keep crunching through it. My wife and I are both in our 50s, and I know Proverbs says a host of counselors makes you wise, but I don't know what to do here.
Yeah. What other investments do you have?
We have retirement and IRAs, probably about $200,000 worth.
Okay. Well, the primary goal is to pay off that primary, obviously, to get that. So which one of them gets you there faster, to pay off the primary first and to I'd really like to see you get 3 to 6 months of emergency fund as well. We got to ask ourselves which one gets us there faster. And yes, you make a positive cash flow, but how many months would it take for you to get the primary paid off and get that money in the emergency fund by you getting this positive cash flow every month? It'd probably take a while, wouldn't it?
It would. Yeah. Years.
Well, I mean, based on what you've told me, I mean, this is more than just math. So the positive cash flow, that kind of confuses the question. Those listening in are like, why would you mess with a positive cash flow? It's just more than math. Again, Proverbs 20, yes. Proverbs 2, you'd quoted the Proverbs, but other Proverbs say, Proverbs 22:7 says that the borrower is slave to the lender, and we wouldn't want you having that longer than you need to. And Romans 13:8 says, owe no man anything except for the debt to love one another. And really, I'm convinced that your peace of mind is sitting over there in that other house. So I would want you to kind of liquidate that and simplify your life a little bit, sell the rental, apply that to your emergency fund first, get that to 3 to 6 months of expenses. That's first. And then you're already doing some other retirement stuff and what we call baby step 4. So that would be great. That's fine. And then if you've got some kids going off to college, you might want to think about that would be the time where you put away some money for the college and then pay off the primary. You said you're in your 50s, so the college stuff's already done. But
yeah.
But the reason why I asked you about other investments is because I want to make sure you're diversified at the same time. And Ecclesiastes 11:2 says, invest in 7 ventures, yes, in 8. You do not know what kind of disaster may come upon the land. And I want to make sure that you're diversified. And so, I mean, you've got some diversification out there already. So that's really, really good news. So this seems to be like a slam dunk for me. I'm selling the rental house and applying that towards your emergency fund first, your primary second. And then I'm trying to get back as fast as I can back to the rental market. I like the rental market. I'm all about it. I love it. But I want you to do it with cash after your primary is paid off.
Okay.
All right.
Good answer. I appreciate that.
All right. Thanks for the call.
This is Chris Brown's True Stewardship.
You're on Dave Ramsey's plan. You're out of debt, looking to buy a home. But you've been told your entire life you need a credit score. Well, I don't want fear or misinformation to dictate your decisions. Churchill Mortgage is used to working with people just like you. They'll take your personal situation and find the best mortgage option for you. Call Churchill Mortgage today, 855-LOAN-200, or go to churchillmortgage.com/Chris Brown.
This is a paid advertisement. NMLS ID 1591. Equal housing lender, 761 Old Hickory Boulevard, Brentwood, Tennessee, 37027.
All right, folks, you're listening to Chris Brown's True Stewardship, and I am your host, Chris Brown. Today, we are taking your calls and taking your emails. The phone number is 866-357-3283, and the email address is chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. And you can also ask questions on social media. The handle is Chris Brown on Air on all social media platforms. Hey, folks, I want to tell you a little bit about a call I had this week. I spoke with a lady this week who wanted to be on the show. And the last minute, she said, oh, I just can't do it. I mean, it was heart-wrenching. And I want to talk to you a little bit about her question. Been under debt for, 10, 15 years. Been listening to the show for a few months. And she wants to fix things. They got no retirement saved up. Barely living by the seat of their pants. And the issue was that her husband is struggling to achieve his dream of being an entrepreneur. All of his ideas never pan out, and he doesn't see the problem. They've got kids, they've got to go to college, and her big wonder is, how long can I keep supporting him, and how can they move forward? It's a tough situation, isn't it? Should she keep supporting him? So it's a tough one. How do you answer that? You can't get somebody to do something that they don't want to do. You can't get someone to take something seriously they don't take serious. And so if you find yourself in that situation, and you're listening in and you've got a spouse that just won't take life seriously or won't take responsibilities seriously, I would say, one, protect your heart, because you're going to get further with kindness. Okay, and vice versa. I'm sure it's true for the wife as well. As she confronts this and she talks with them, day in and day out about this, to be aware that he could get really irrationally defensive about this. I know when I'm challenged and professionally for my bride, my internal spirit wants to bow up. I don't want to receive any kind of correction. I don't want to receive any kind of advice. And I've got to overcome my flesh in those moments. And so again, Colossians 3:14 says, and above all these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. Address it in love, but still be firm. Hey, here's where we're at. This is the time of our life. We should be here. Hey, how can we work together? But to do it in love. I talk to thousands and thousands of people, and I see situations just like hers turn out. I see situations just like hers make a shift out of nowhere. And people call in months later and say, hey, guess what? There was a shift. He either A, had something that panned out, or B, he kind of decided that he was going to go down this route where he actually worked for somebody instead of trying to do this entrepreneurial thing. So, and sometimes it's the man and sometimes it's the woman, but there is hope. I hope you get that. Well, folks, let me ask you a question. Think back to all the gifts that you've been given. Now, how many of those gifts actually changed your life? Right? Which ones? Now, how many times have you given a gift that has changed someone else's life? Those gifts, those experiences are what make futures bright. And that's why we're offering our Making Futures Bright $100,000 giveaway. We're giving away $100,000 worth of cash and prizes in the weeks leading up to Christmas. We'll be drawing a winner each week. All you have to do is go to stewardship.com to enter. You can enter once a day, every day, for your chance to win. And there's no purchase necessary. And for the people that you care about, don't forget to check out the special deals that we have on some of our life-changing gifts. So make sure to head over to stewardship.com, check on the deals leading up to Christmas, and enter our Making Futures Bright $100,000 giveaway.
Thank you for being with us today on Chris Brown's True Stewardship. We want to hear your questions and your success stories. Every story, from your smallest milestone to your biggest victory. Email Chris at chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. That's chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. Or call 866-357-3283. That's 866-357-3283. And now let's get back to Chris.
Well, you are listening to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. You can also reach out to the show on social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. The handle is Chris Brown on Air, and they're on social media. We try as hard as we can to make sure that we're giving you some inspiring and motivating content, whether it be quotes or whether it be scriptures or whether it be articles. We're trying to make sure that we equip you in a very free, tangible way. The phone number is 866-357-3283, and the next call coming in from Arvada, Colorado. This is JD. JD, how are you?
Good. How are you doing, Chris?
I'm better every day. How can we help?
Yeah, I just wanted to say thank you for what you do on the show. I listen every morning when I'm on my way to work, and I really enjoy the tone it sets for my day.
Oh, that's very, very kind. And just so you know, there in Colorado, where are you at? Are you near Colorado Springs or Denver?
Denver.
Okay, Denver. I was just out in Colorado Springs, and we partnered up with KGFT 100.7 there at 2 o'clock. But big shout-out to you guys out there in Colorado Springs. But you're calling in from Denver, just a little bit further south, what, about 45 minutes?
Yes.
How can we serve you?
Well, I have a situation with my grandpa. He's 93 years old. He lives alone in the same house he's been living in for about 60 years. And my uncle and my mom are kind of trying to keep up with his physical needs and what the house needs. But his physical health is failing a little bit, but his mental health is on par. He's really sharp. So we're not really sure what to do, because I can tell it's starting to take its toll on my mom and my uncle, who's actually waiting a kidney transplant. So I'm not really sure how to approach him with what's best for the family, you know, when I'm starting to think about my mom and what's best for her as well. And I know she's thinking about grandpa more.
So is the issue financial strain or emotional strain?
It's not really financial. It's just, you know, the emotional stress and toll. You can be a little stubborn and negative at times when they're trying to take care of him. And we just don't know what direction to go. I think he's pretty set in place where he is.
Yeah. Well, JD, I'm sorry that you're having to go through that. Your family is. I'm going to answer this from a real personal place. I have lost 3 grandparents and lost 3 parents between my wife and I. I have one grandmother left and one mother left, my wife's mom. And the majority of them have gone through this decision-making and relationship, I guess coping skills, whatever you want to call it. And it's tough. And I would just say, if I were to go back in time, I would be more patient and I'd be kinder. And I would just say, have no regrets. And I know they're in the middle of it right now. And so it's just, you're just had it. Here's a filter from what I wish I would have used more of. And we call it the platinum rule. And not the golden rule. This is platinum. This is way better. Okay. Do unto others as Jesus would do unto you. So you think, okay, he's starting to get grouchy. He's starting to get mean-spirited. But you think about how frustrating we are to Jesus. I mean, we've got to be. I mean, the expectation level, of course, he knows we're not perfect. He doesn't expect perfection. But man, we make a lot of bad decisions. And he still treats us and covers us with grace. And I think if I were to go back, I would have a lot more grace for where they're at, what they've experienced, the age that they are, the pains that they go through that I don't understand, the frustrations that they want to jump off the deck, a 2-foot jump off the deck, but they can't. They want to be able to take steps down they want to be able to do so many things and they can't. Even on the plane recently, I noticed a guy trying to get into the seat on the plane, and just it took him like 3 minutes to get into the seat. And I'm just like, man, that has got to be so frustrating. So I think when he's ripping you guys' face off, you know, when it comes to this, and he's just being rude and mean, I wouldn't give it any attention. I wouldn't I'd be like, come on. I would not let it get to you. I wouldn't let it get to your family. And then the way you respond and the way I'm looking at it through my personal lens of me going back in time, I think of Proverbs 15 says, a soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. It goes on to say, the tongue of the wise commends knowledge, but the mouths of fools pour out folly. The eyes of the Lord are in every place, keeping watch on the evil and the good. A gentle tongue is a tree of life, but perseverance in it breaks the spirit. A fool despises his father's instruction, but whoever heeds reproof is prudent. And conflict is certain, but drama's a choice. You're going to have conflict in this whole deal. There's going to be conflict involved, but the drama part of it, you can control the drama. Your family can control the drama by just not giving any attention. It's just part of the territory. Not take it so personal. It's just part of his condition. 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 7 says, love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Here's what I wanted to read to you. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things. And if I were to give you a little bit of advice that sums up this, endure it and have no regrets. Yes, it's painful. Yes, it's hard. It's grueling, but it's a lot better than living with regret. Does that help?
Yeah, it does. It definitely makes you think about enduring and how much grace that we receive. Mm-hmm. And how much we should give it more.
Yeah. And the thing is that when he's gone, that the regret is thick. And those listening in who have experienced this before and they wish they can go back in time, what they're wishing is that they would have showed a little bit more love. And that would be my biggest advice to you.
Thank you, Chris.
All right. Thank you. All right, folks, some calls are harder than others. That is a real life situation that is real. That is very frustrating. When you're trying to love on somebody and they're not receiving it, but I'm telling you, love is the answer. It just is. It was for Jesus and it should be for us as well. Got a testimony email from Susan. It says, we were living paycheck to paycheck for years. We had always been able to out earn our stupidity, but I was feeling desperate. I was afraid to face the pile of debt that had accrued over the years and wasn't sure where to start. In June 2015, I downloaded Dave Ramsey's podcast and became a faithful listener. And that is also the same time that the True Stewardship podcast started. That's this show. I have not missed a single podcast. Folks, that's like over 380 podcasts. That's pretty cool. What I've learned about stewardship is not just financial aspects, but spiritual and physical as well. We now regularly tithe on the gross income that God has blessed us with. I really appreciate your faithfulness and stressing the importance of obedience in this area. As you always say, it's all God's anyway, and he knows best how to use it. We have been blessed time and time again for faithfulness in tithing and giving. And since starting our budgeting process with every dollar and the baby steps from Financial Peace University in July 2015, we have paid off $58,000 in debt. We still have a ways to go, but we now have hope. We will get and stay out of debt for the rest of our lives. I preach the baby steps and stewardship to anyone that will listen because it truly has changed my family tree. God bless you and the entire staff on the great work that you do, and big thanks for guidance and instruction that you provide. Well, folks, what Susan's talking about is Financial Peace University. You can find out more information at stewardship.com. But Susan, thank you for encouraging us like this. I want to say this, Susan, email us back on the same thread, and we will we'll coordinate giving you a copy of the Legacy Journey book. You will absolutely love it, and you're going to need it because you're well on your way to living a legacy. You've got the heart for it, and it's pretty impressive. Folks, it's just about devising a plan and following it. Children do what feels good. Adults devise a plan and follow it, and that's what Susan is doing. Folks, don't forget to enter our Making Futures Bright $100,000 giveaway for your chance to win cash and prizes. And we're super excited to be able to do that. Stewardship.com is the website to check that out. Job 12:13 tells us, "To God belongs wisdom and power. Counsel and understanding are His." Are His. And we're here. We're full circle. At the end of the broadcast, even wisdom, He is the owner. And we are only the managers, managing that wisdom His way and for His glory. Heavenly Father, Your word tells us You do not give us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. God, we ask for You to make that real to us. Remind us of this when we're weak. Lord, give us courage as we seek to give You glory. Not us, but give You glory. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless y'all.